Jillian sighs and surrenders her fight against nicotine, at least temporarily. She takes one of Jimmy's lucky strikes out of her shirt pocket, then lights up and inhales as deeply as she can. She'll quit tomorrow.
We were about to start a new life. That's why we were heading for Manhattan. I was going to call you once we were settled. You were the first person I planned to have visit our apartment.
Sure, Sally says. But she doesn't believe a word. When Jillian got rid of her past, she got rid of Sally as well. The last time they were supposed to get together was right before Jimmy and the move to Tucson. Sally had already bought the tickets for herself and the girls to fly to Austin, where Jillian was working as a concierge in training at the Hilton. The plan had been to spend Thanksgiving together, which would have been a first. But Jillian called Sally 2 days before she and the girls were set to take off, and she told Sally to just forget it. In 2 days, she wouldn't even be in Austin anymore. Jillian never did care to explain what went wrong, whether it was the Hilton or Austin, or simply some compelling need to move on. When dealing with Jillian, Sally had gotten used to disappointment. She would have worried if there hadn't been a hitch.
"Well, I was planning to call you," Jillian says, "believe it or not. But we had to get out of Tucson really fast because Jimmy was selling Jimson weed to the kids at the university, telling them it was peyote or LSD, and there was sort of a problem with people dying, which I had no idea about until he said, 'Get packed, pronto.' I would have called before I arrived on your doorstep. I just got freaked out when he collapsed at that rest area. I didn't know where to go."
"You could have taken him to a hospital. Or what about the police? You could have called them."
Sally can see in the dark that the azaleas she recently planted are already wilting, their leaves turning brown. In her opinion, everything goes wrong if you give it enough time. Close your eyes, count to three, and chances are you'll have some sort of disaster creeping up on you.
"Yeah, right. Like I could go to the police."
Jillian exhales in little staccato puffs.
"They'd give me 10 to 20. Maybe even life, considering it happened in New Jersey."
Jillian stares at the stars, her eyes open wide.
"If I could just get enough money together, I'd take off for California. I'd be gone before they ever came after me."
It's not just the azaleas Sally could lose. It's 11 years of work and sacrifice. The rings around the moon are now so bright, Sally's convinced everyone in the neighborhood will be awake before long. She grabs her sister's arm and digs her fingernails into Jillian's skin. She's got 2 kids who are dependent on her asleep in the house. She's got an apple tart she has to take to the 4th of July block party next weekend.